How do you get your students to listen respectfully while your other group performs? Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
In my early days of teaching, it was a mess when I had students who were sitting in the audience who were not performing, because they would talk, they would have their cell phones out, and no matter how much I explained to them and talked to them, I could talk till I was red in the face, nothing seemed to change. And I finally decided that it needed to change, because I tried having them wait in the band room. I tried having parents sit with them in the auditorium, and none of those things really helped. But I finally came up with something that has been very effective, and in 10 years, it has only failed for 3 students. And here's what I do. We talk about the expectations. We go into the theater and we actually walk through the whole scenario. So we sit in the audience and I tell them what the expectations are when they're sitting in the audience. We sit where we're going to sit for the concert as we're doing our run through. We talk about no cell phones out, that you don't talk to the person next to you. We talk about how it takes 2 people to talk. If one person's listening, that person is just as guilty also. And we talk about seating yourself away from someone who's going to be a temptation to you. Then we file on stage as if we're taking our turn on stage. And before that, I explain to them there's no talking as you're moving to the stage. If there is talking, we go back to the seats. We practice this. Practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. Not just in music, but in everything, in behavior expectations too. So if they don't quite get it, we walk back to our seats, I go over it again, and then we go on stage, and then usually by the second time, they're quiet. We talk about the expectation to stand up and take a bow at the end, and then how we're going to get back to the seats in the audience. This is the important part to make this work. I tell them what the consequence is that I trust them to be responsible young adults. And since we've explained it one time how all this works, I know that they're going to get it. But I tell them, if you don't get it and you are talking during the performance, then we're going to practice this during your lunchtime. Or if it's an entire class, we'll practice it during our class. But the lunchtime thing works a lot better. And in my 10 years of teaching, I've only had to have 3 students that I had come in during their lunch, and basically it was a lunch detention. And I told them, you're going to practice for 3 days how to sit quietly as an audience member. I'll tell you, it was kind of fun for me, not really. But I brought my computer in there and I got stuff done while they were sitting there not allowed to talk. And I never had problems from those 3 students again. The important thing, once again, for this thing to work is to practice going through this. Walk through everything in the auditorium and the actual seats that you'll be using. If you don't have the luxury of that, you can set up your band room as if it's the performing area and just walk out into the hallway as if you're walking from the audience area to the band room and practice that. Remember, if they talk, they have to do it again. If they talk during the performance, then the consequence is they need more practice in how to sit quietly.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.